It's Thursday, the 25th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Deputy Minister of Finance, Maureen Hinda Mbwende, relaunched the SME Economic Recovery Loan Scheme designed last year to assist small and medium enterprises that have suffered difficult economic conditions. We contacted the Minister for an update.
It is still ongoing, but the disbursement rate was low, so banks are justifying it with their credit rating mechanisms that they have put in place, that the risk is high, although it's guaranteed by government to disburse the loan. So part of it has not been disbursed, and there are institutions that have not made any disbursement they claim. So banks literally use it and they just invested the money to back up their treasury and has not disbursed the funds. Some did, some banks have performed in that regard, but others have failed to do so.
World Malaria Day is being celebrated today under the theme Accelerating the Fight Against Malaria for a More Equitable World. Despite significant progress in reducing the global burden of malaria between the year 2000 and 2015, progress has slowed in recent years. Dr. Richard Kamwi, the Africa CDC champion and ambassador of Elimination Aid Initiative, explains how Namibia is faring.
Malaria has bounced back with hundreds of cases being recorded. Malaria is killing. Namibians are now dying once again for a disease that we should have already eliminated. So we are not doing well. We are not doing well because people are no longer putting in place those strategies. As an example, if you want to eliminate malaria, you have to make sure that the first thing that you want to eliminate are the vectors. To do that, you need at least to spray more than 90%. Is this being done? The answer is no.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has extended the deployment of 1,495 South African National Defence Force members to combat acts of terrorism and violent extremism in different parts of Africa. SA's presidency says the extension is for soldiers in Mozambique, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Southern African Development Community Maritime Security Strategy to address piracy in the Indian Ocean. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Shanghai, where he will meet with business leaders before heading off to Beijing for talks on Friday.
Antony Blinken will have two key goals on his visit. The first is to get China on side when it comes to stopping Chinese companies funding Russia's war efforts in Ukraine, as well as help getting China to help de-escalate the growing conflict in the Middle East. China, for its part, has said that they want to strengthen dialogue, but they have laid down some of their red lines, which includes Taiwan, which China claims as its own, as well as the South China Sea. And a foreign ministry official said before this trip took place that the United States must realize it cannot communicate for the sake of communication, and they cannot say one thing and do another.
And finally, have you ever wondered where you can get the best braai vleis in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.